I want to thank God again for His awesome grace in the midst of us. This is the center of grace. Enough grace. He said to Abraham, and we are the descendants of Abraham. Galatians 3:29 says, "For we who are in Christ, you are in Christ, you are Abraham's seed and heir according to his promise." He said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, that Abraham, come out of your kindred, come out of your family, from your people, to a land which I'm going to show you. And he gave him sevenfold blessing, promises. Sevenfold, and you are part of that sevenfold, according to this scripture. According to the scripture in Galatians 3:29, you are part of that. Sevenfold. Number one, look at it, Genesis chapter 12. Go to verse 2 now. Talking about verse. Now go to verse 2. Number one, I will what? Nobody is permitted to be small here. And I said, I'm going to pray for young people here today. I have an unction. I've seen many great things, and I've seen young people do exploits. We're in generation of the young people today. Young people, you are seeing the youth generation. Whatever you have seen today cannot be compared to what God is about to do through you. For every one of us, we can walk in this according to the scripture. For those of us, if you are in Christ, you are Abraham's seed and heir according to the promise. Meaning, Ajogun, that promise that God gave to Abraham belongs to you. Say, they belong to me. And the first one is that I will make you great. Friends, nothing less than that is for you. You will be great. Say it, I will be great. And he said, number two, I will bless you. When God blesses you, you are blessed. God himself said, I will bless you. Number three, I will make what? You know, somebody can be blessed. I mean, his name may not be great. But you can have a name that the name can open doors. Somebody just say, give me your card. You're just your card. And you go to a place and said, I am from Lagbaja. I am from so-so. Hey, you are from there? Please come in, come in, come in. Sit down. You are from there? Please. Every other person may be hanging. Please. Technical, please. Every other person may be hanging, waiting behind. But they make a way for you because of that name you mentioned. Do you know that God can make your name so? Do you know that God can make your name so great to that extent? That your name can open doors, can unlock doors. He said, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. And I will make your name great. Name. There are some family names you mention like this. Eh? You are from this family? God is saying, if you are in Christ, you are Abraham's seed and heir according to the promise. If you are a child of God here today, you know you are born again, this promise is for you. Firstly, I come to tell you prophetically, according to the word of the Lord, you are not permitted to be small. In this place, in this house of grace, nobody is permitted to be small. Nobody. Nobody. They're not permitted. I cannot announce to you. Your set time for greatness is now. I receive from the Lord that which I have declared unto you. Your season of greatness has come. Number one, I will make you a great nation. Number two, I will bless you. Number two, I will make your name great. Number four, I will do what? It's not enough for you to be blessed and all you have is for your children. Your children, maybe your family alone. And you are not touching life. You are not yet blessed to that extent. You know, I want you to desire the blessing that touches lives of people. Beyond your children, me, my family alone. No! The kind of blessing that God wants to give you is the one that others withdraw from. Say, I will make you what? You know, it's different from I will bless you. Now, I will make you a blessing. There are levels. One is I will bless you. The other one is that I will do what? I will make you a blessing. Are some of you listening to me here? Listen to this word of the Lord. I prophesy. I hope this video will be, you will see this video in the next 10 years, in the next 5 years. You will hear this. Some of you here, you will feed nations. Maybe during Christmas time, during Easter time, you will send trucks of bags of rice, bags of beans to your hometown. Load 50 trailers of rice. Go and deliver them. God, the God of this calling, will make you a great nation. The God of this calling will bless you. The God of this calling will make your name great. And you will be a blessing. I release this grace upon your life now. Right away in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, let your amen be higher than that amen. Say, this is my set time. Sevenfold blessing. I said what? Sevenfold blessing. Mazoprakatale bragadale. Sevenfold blessing. Can I tell you this? When God begins to bless you, don't forget where God has released that blessing upon you. You see the choir in this beautiful? Someone who was blessed under this grace every year has been sponsoring the uniform of the choir. Don't get blessed and then go and forget or wait for us to run after you to beg you. God forbid it, to fiapa. I don't run after money. I don't beg money. I don't plead with people. No. If God has blessed you, it is normal for you to think about it. And I remember where God has blessed me. Don't ever forget yourself. I saw the choir on the stage. Look at them, very beautiful. Every year, very beautiful. Everything complete except, okay. Beautiful. What did I say? Did I say except? No, I didn't. I withdraw that. You are beautiful. Hallelujah. Fourfold blessing. The fifth one. Go to the fifth one. I will bless those who what? Friends, listen to this. It is a dangerous thing. It's a great thing, rather. A great thing to bless the one whom God has blessed. Because in blessing him, you'll be blessed. You know, that God will take you to a level in which people will be desiring to bless you. They'll beg you, please, 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 please take from us. Let's bless you. Because they know. And he said to Joseph, he said, his master knew that by experience, since Joseph came into this house, that house has been blessed. God makes you wants to take you to a level in which that people will be begging to bless you. Can I hear somebody say amen to that? Because they know that when they bless you, they'll be blessed. Once they give to you, once they do this to you, they see doors open because they have done. They will connect it. They have done this. That's why this has happened to me. When a young man came, moved some times ago, and told me, I said, I want to come and clean up your house. I want to bring my cleaning company to clean your house. I said, what? And he came, he brought his people, and they washed the toilets, scrubbed everything, put their hands in all the toilets in the house, scrubbed the floor, scrubbed the kitchen, everywhere. And I was just looking at this. Gold and silver, I have none. That which I have, I give to you. I release these blessings upon you. I release this grace upon you. Not up to 1 week or 2 weeks after that, a strange door opened for this young man. This young man, in his family, nobody has ever stepped the shore of this country. Strangely, the Lord opened the door for him. When he was in the airport, he called me. He said, sir, I am going. He said, nobody, he said, I've been praying that this jinx will be broken. The jinx got broken in his life. Strangely. I release this level of blessing upon your life. Those who bless you, decide to bless you. Wherever they are, they will be blessed. Name of Jesus. Let me hear you say the loudest amen. Amen. Five, now we've mentioned. Number six. This is not my sermon. I don't know, but sometimes I just allow the Holy Spirit to move me. It's not my sermon at all. But if the Lord wants, I may not even give the sermon today again. That's not this one. I stand before God here to tell you that I didn't think about this when I was coming to this stage. But the Holy Spirit just put this one in my mouth. I will say it. If that's all God wants me to say, I will stop it and go. I plan looking at, let me not go there yet. If the Lord permits me, I will say talk. Number six. Very dangerous. Everybody say dangerous. What is it? And those who what? Those who do what? Who curse you, I will curse. God can take you to that level in which God becomes your defender. You remember the story of the children of Israel when they were moving in the book of Numbers 22? You remember that story? They got to a place and the Moabites immediately saw them. You know, some people just look at you, they are angry seeing you. They will just, their stomach will just be turning when they see you. It's a dangerous thing, though. It's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous thing, I keep telling you, it's a dangerous thing to curse the one whom God has blessed. It's a dangerous thing to fight the one whom God has blessed. Don't be a casualty. Anywhere, not even in this congregation, anywhere. Don't join people to run down a person whom God has blessed so that you will not be a casualty. When they are talking about it, keep your mouth shut. Don't be a fake news carrier. You know some people, they spend new, you fake carrier, fake news carrier. You have not gotten to the root. You didn't find out. It's what they posted. You are also saying, destroying the person. Be very careful. Don't be a casualty. There are a lot of troubles that you don't know the source of their trouble. The trouble, Job said, affliction does not come from the dust. It doesn't come. When you don't know the source of a thing, you just join and you begin to destroy, run down, speak. When they say things you don't know, keep your mouth shut. I don't know. They said she did it. They said he did it. I don't know. I'm not there. I've not found out. I don't know. Don't see anything. Because he said, God himself will personally defend these people. God will get to a point. He told the children of Israel, he told the Balaam, you dare, if not for this horse that prevented me, you would have died in this place. If this horse has gone ahead, because the horse had to talk, the donkey had to talk at the stage when it was going. Then why are you beating me? I've been faithful to you all this year. Why? Because an angel stood on the way. Said, you can't go and curse these people, Balaam, whom God has blessed. You can't. You will die if you try it. He told Laban, even though, look at it, being a relative, a kinsman, a relative does not spare you from breaking this rule. Being a relative does not spare you from breaking this rule. Find out from Laban and Jacob. Laban wanted to try it. God stopped it. If you dare it, you will die. He saw it in a dream. That was why he told Jacob. He said, Jacob, I meant to harm you, but the God of your father who appeared to me in the night and said, don't try it. If not, you are dead. Don't try it. God personally defends. He rises up to defend. You will not even know. There are many battles he will fight for you. You are not even aware of the battles. You are not even aware of the battles. He will personally defend. I said, I will curse those who curse you. From this moment, I release this grace upon you. You will not struggle to defend yourself. The Almighty God will defend you. Jehovah will defend you. In places you can never even go to, in meetings you cannot ever enter, in rooms you can never enter, you don't even know, God will go there to speak on your behalf. Can I hear your big amen? Seven, that we have mentioned six. Number one, I will make you what? Number two, I will bless you. Number three, I will make your name great. Number four, you will be a blessing. Number five, I will bless those who bless you. And number six, look at the crowning of them all. This is the last one. The seventh. Don't forget, these promises belong to you. According to Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, for those of us who are in Christ, we are Abraham's seed, even though we are not Israelites by birth, but we are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. This promise belongs to us because I am a child of God. Because I'm born again. Are you born again? Are you a child of God? This promise belongs to you. Now, look at the last one. And say what? And in you, in you all what? All the families of the earth shall be what? I said it was yesterday that God is raising up global stars. And I said I want to pray for our young people today. Global stars. God wants to make you a global influence. Your influence is too limited. Too limited. Only within Ilorin. God wants to take your influence beyond the walls of Kwara State, beyond the shores of Nigeria. Can I hear you say a big amen? Amen. Your business will take you across the world. That your chosen career will take you across nations. Can I speak to somebody who believes this word? Mazo prakatale. I speak by the unction of the Holy Ghost upon me. That place, that calling of God upon your life, that your chosen career, that your chosen business, that your chosen profession, whatever your hand put you lay your hand on, I say in the name of Jesus, through that, the doors of nations shall be opened unto you. Everywhere across the world, they will seek your influence. They will seek your knowledge. You will impact lives across the world. You will impact races, people of different colors. In the name of Jesus, receive grace to break beyond boundaries. Receive grace to break beyond shores. Receive grace to be great beyond walls. In the name of Jesus, let international influence be upon your life. In the name of Jesus, may through you all the families of the earth be blessed. Be a global star. Be a global influence. In the name of Jesus, whatever you are doing, whether you are singing in the music ministry, or you are teaching, or you are selling, I am declaring today, whatever you are doing, Mazo Prakatale, doors of nations are opened unto you now. Oh, Holy Ghost, thank you, Father. Paul said, be partaker of my grace. I stand here at this moment. The grace of God is coming upon your life right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. That impartation is coming upon you. This is the moment of impartation. Impartation for the next level. Impartation for the next season. 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 Receive it right now. 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 Receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let the Lord begin to cause a right happening. A right happening. A favorable happening that will bring you to this set time. In the name of Jesus, let all things begin to work together for your God. In the name of Jesus, every frustration, every delay, work together for your God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let your Samuel begin to arise. May the Lord make you to meet your Samuel. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord make you to meet your Rebecca. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord lead you to the right field. May the Lord lead you to the right field. In the name of Jesus, may you not be distracted. The donkey will not distract you. The lost donkey will not distract you. In the name of Jesus, it is your time. Enter into it. It is your time. Enter into it. It is your time. Enter into it. Receive revelation. Receive open doors. Receive revelation. Receive ideas. Receive multimillionaire ideas. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Let the right people be connected to you. Destiny helper be connected to you. Right people be connected to you. In the name of Jesus, let them come to you. In the name of Jesus, at the right time, at the right place, with the right people. Right time, right place, with the right people. In the name of Jesus, right time, right place, with the right people. In the name of Jesus, you will not miss your hour. You will not miss your hour of visitation. In the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout a big amen. Just lift up your hand and just thank God and just give praise to the Lord. Give praise to the Lord. Just give praise to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. I give you praise. Just honor the Lord. Thank him. If you believe that word, thank him. Because right people will be connected to you from now. Right people, right people, right people. Thank him. Say, Father, I thank you for those right people coming my way. Right destiny helpers. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Thank you. I will be at the right place and at the right time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. That problem that the enemy thought will cause me a delay will actually align me with my destiny. Lord, I thank you because you are working all things together for my good. I give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for the sevenfold blessing coming upon me. Thank you because I am blessed. Thank you because you have made me a great nation. Thank you because you have made my name great. Thank you. You will bless those who bless me, and you will curse those who curse me. Through me, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Thank you for making me a global star. Thank you for being me a global influencer. In the name of Jesus, thank you for doors of nation opened unto me. Can you just thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. In Jesus' name we pray. Can I hear you say the biggest amen? Now listen to this. I come again to the scripture, Galatians chapter 3, 29. Come back to that scripture. And everybody read it. Everybody read it again. One, two, go. If you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. As great as these promises are, covenant blessings are, they are tied to one condition. One overall condition is that you must be in Christ. Are you here today? Firstly, to be in Christ means to be born again, to be a child of God. It's not to come to church. It's not to be a Christian name. It's to be a child of God, to be born again. You remember that one day I took a decision and I gave my life to him. Can we bow our heads together as I pray this prayer quickly? You are here this morning. You want to say, Jesus, I want to be born again. I want to belong to this so that to Christ, that this blessing will be mine. Pastor, please pray with me. Can I pray with you? Wherever you are, listening to me, wherever you are, I want to be part of this blessing. Lord, I want to belong to Christ. I want to be sure I belong to Christ. Maybe you are not even sure. And you want to say, Jesus, I give my life to you this morning. Pastor, please pray with me. Can I pray with you? Wherever you are, put your left hand on your chest. 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 And if you put in your left hand on your chest, say to him, Lord, I give you my heart. Lord, I give you my life. Lord, make me your child from today. Make me your child, that this blessing of Abraham, this sevenfold blessing will be mine. If you are doing that, let me pray with you. As you put that left hand on your chest, raise up your right hand. Thank you. Raise up your right hand wherever you are in the gallery, wherever you are. I'm giving my heart to Jesus this morning. Raise it up higher than where you are, than your head. I'm saying, Lord, I'm giving my heart to you. Father, I pray for everyone here who has taken this decision. I pray also especially for these young people. I'm praying that you reveal yourself more to them. I pray particularly for as many that have taken this decision. Lord, I pray that you will establish them, you will keep them in the truth, you will keep them in the faith, keep them in your love, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated for a while.